Now, UW System President Ray Cross is asking for a special session in the legislature as the system deals with the effects of the coronavirus. Cross wants to be able to borrow money to handle cash flow issues, and he wants the power to change the school start date next year. On top of that, UW has announced one finalist in their search to replace Cross, a candidate who's getting some pushback. And a note for listeners in this conversation, WPR is a service of UW-Madison. Rich Kramer is a reporter for WPR based in Eau Claire. He's been reporting on both of the stories we're talking about. Rich, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, Keely.
Ray Cross released this letter today. Can you break down what he's asking from the legislature and from Governor Tony Evers?
He's essentially asking for some changes in state law, specifically, and this is something that he talked about recently to the press when he was discussing the challenges, financial challenges from COVID-19. But he mentioned that University of Wisconsin system doesn't have the authority to seek lines of credit or essentially borrow money without any state support. And so what he's asking for here is a change in state law that would allow UW system to open a line of credit. And he's not saying that they absolutely need this, but he said there's a lot of speculation that state revenue projections are way down or will be, and then state lawmakers are going to have to find places to cut. And after what the University of Wisconsin system has already gone through, an estimated $212 million in revenue losses due to COVID-19, they're just expecting more cuts to come down the pipeline. So this specifically would let the UW kind of hedge against that by borrowing money. And the other changes that he's recommending are required, they're in state law as well, but right now the UW system has to file a lot of reports about finances and other things with the State Department of Administration and just a bunch of other boards, the Joint Finance Committee, et cetera. And Cross is saying that he's got staff that work on that, that they could be used in other places or for other reasons right now. So that would free up some resources. And then the other thing is President Cross wants to try to get the fall semester, which generally starts September 1st, and it's required to start on September 1st in state law. He wants that to be changed in statute so that they can move up the school year, basically. And he said ideally he'd like to have the fall semester end before Thanksgiving, which is a big change.
And that would be, I presume, because of concerns of, a second wave of COVID-19. Yeah. and the fact that regular other viruses get bad in the wintertime, so there's potential this one would too. Is that fair?
Absolutely. I asked him that today. I talked with President Cross, and I said, is this based on CDC requirements? He said, no, but there's just this understanding that there could be a second wave in the later fall. And he said that, given what they went through, having to move all the classes online within a week or two time frame was really jarring for students and faculty and staff, everybody. So to move it up, it seems like they're trying to hedge their bets for that possibility that the virus will come back this fall.
We have, circling back to the issue of borrowing, we've seen lawmakers and Governor Evers go back and forth when dealing with budgets. What kind of a response have we seen from legislative leaders or the governor's office hearing Ray Cross say, the university system should be able to borrow money, let us?
Right. I expected some pushback, actually, from the Republican lawmakers, Assembly Speaker Voss and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald. But all they've said right now, and this is all via statement, is that they're going to discuss the requests with their constituents or with the caucuses. So, and I haven't seen anything from Governor Evers' office. So the way I understand it, Governor Evers would have to call the special session. And then for any of this to pass, they'd need the support of, Fitzgerald and Voss in the different chambers. So it's a big question mark, and it seems like, because Republicans in particular and the leaders, they've been very critical about UW spending, and this goes back to 2013 when there was a report that showed the university had hundreds of millions of dollars in cash reserves from tuition, what are called tuition fund balances. That angered a lot of people, and that's what kind of triggered the tuition freeze. So for 7 years now at four-year universities, campuses have not been allowed to increase tuition for in-state resident students. So it's to be determined how the legislature will react to this. I really haven't seen much response other than we're going to talk about it.
We're talking with Rich Kramer, who's a reporter for WPR based in Eau Claire and covers higher education. And Rich, I want to turn to the search to replace Ray Cross because he is leaving as UW president. And the search so far has turned up one finalist when it comes to Ray Cross's job. What do we know about Jim Johnson?
Jim Johnson is currently the president of the University of Alaska system. He's been there since 2015, and University of Alaska system, not unlike the UW system in Wisconsin, they've been going through a lot of issues with financial troubles. They've had declining enrollment, they've had declining state support, and Jim Johnson has kind of overseen a restructuring up there. They're talking about moving campuses. You know, there was discussion of closing one part of a campus and then kind of moving them together, kind of like what happened in 2017, 2018 with the UW restructure, merging some campuses together. But also one of the things that kind of struck out to me is there was a report from Alaskan Public Media that said that just last week, Johnson was talking about options, you know, for how to address these financial troubles. One of them was to cut 50 degree programs. And that seems similar to what has been proposed by President Cross. He put out this document called the Blueprint, Blueprint for the University of Wisconsin System Beyond COVID-19. And it kind of lays out not hard recommendations, but just requests that to eliminate the degree programs, basically to get rid of duplicate major degree programs that are duplicated across the state's comprehensive universities. Comprehensive university is code for all campuses other than UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee, the two research institutions. So there's a lot of similarities there. And to me, it was very strange that the search committee, which has been criticized from the beginning because it didn't include any students, faculty, or staff from the campuses, that they had one single finalist. The release that came out from the UW system said that there was a large pool of candidates, but that at the last minute, some of the finalists decided to pull out because they didn't want their names to be publicized as finalists during the pandemic, which seems strange. So I asked for some clarification on that, but the UW system, the regents, declined to comment so far.
And Rich, we just have a minute left, but I do want to mention that you're right, the search process has been criticized, but there's also some concern about the candidate that's been floated. He comes with a bit of a reputation from some faculty and students in Alaska.
Yeah. It sounds, the concerns that the faculty up there have mentioned, at least what I've read in the press, do seem similar to some of the concerns that people have had with President Cross, you know, some of the faculty at the campuses, that it's a top-down approach, very much like a manager, not a lot of input from, you know, that Jim Johnson doesn't seek input from shared governance, and that's, you know, faculty senate, student senate, et cetera. So, but this is kind of what it seems to be a trend across a lot of higher education is that the administrators are trying to run these institutions like businesses, which is a bit of a shift from before, where you know, any changes really had to go through a long process and get wide agreement from a number of players on campus. So it just seems to be kind of going down that route of more of a business-like approach.
All right, Rich, we know that there's some talk of faculty preparing to lobby to remove him, and it's a really complicated story. And so thank you for catching us up so far, and we'll certainly keep watching it. We appreciate your time, Rich.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate being on.
That was Rich Kramer, WPR's reporter based in Eau Claire.